Michael Robbins is in his state of transitioning to heaven. And there's been a 24-plus hour vigil. I sent you all the information and the ability to get onto the vigil. And a candle is burning in his home. He is living in I don't remember, the northernmost Finland. He's been living in Finland for the past year. And there's a video cam on in the one of the rooms where he is living, and an altar and a candle and his picture. And he is definitely in transition. And I was going to read a few things to you about it. People from all over the world have been writing in and sharing their thoughts and feelings about it. The candle will continue to be lit until he dies, and then the candle will be blown out. So everyone all over the world is in vigil, and I've been on this vigil now yesterday, last night. Lauren time with me also on this vigil, and so I'll be talking a bit about it. This is a major event for many esotericists around the world, a major event, meaning he is a teacher to many people. He's one of the major esoteric teachers, and this is the first death of a major esoteric contemporary teacher. I feel that after his death, many things will change. We know that death liberates many things. And so I don't know who will take over from him after he dies. I don't know if there's anyone of his stature who can take over. I think they will attempt to. Anyway, so we look upon this disciple as one of the major esoteric teachers. And we respect his work. I was going to read a few things that have been written about him. A few things that would be good for us to hear. And I posted some music last night, Not Dark Yet by Bob Dylan. Quite beautiful music. And he's unconscious. He's at home. And so let us dedicate ourselves to this great teacher who's passing. Whatever he was doing at the end of his life, we still respect him for what he brought forth to the students that he had in the world. And so right now, in this state of unconsciousness, he's pausing a bit. He's reviewing his life, where he is now, where he was before, where he came from, the impact of his life, and the impact he had on others, the price and the toil and the toll of his decision to be a teacher. And he is taking inventory of his life and determining his status as a member of the human race and also as an esoteric teacher. And perhaps he feels a sense of mortality, wondering what and where and who he will be when it's finally completed. The permanent atoms will be gathered, and all his experiences in those permanent atoms will be gathered, allowing his personality eventually to fall away. And the angels will gather his soul and take him to heaven, take him to the Bardos. And we will follow him and direct him towards the light of day. We will follow him and direct him towards the light of day. And so, Om Mane Padme Hum, for him, for his candle, it's still lit. And everywhere, as Satara sits there in prayer and in silence and quietude, some are suffering and deeply saddened. But we're all in vigil. And this is an extraordinary esoteric gathering, a vigil of all the esotericists around the world. And we are all teachers, and many of us, we all know each other. We know Michael, we know Alan, we know all the teachers. And so, so we know that he is moving from darkness to light. And from Timothy 2, I have fought the good fight, and I will have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on the day of my liberation. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. Timothy 2, chapter 4. And from Albert Einstein, there are moments when one feels free from one's own identification with human limitation and inadequacies. And at such moments, one imagines that one stands on some spot of a small planet, gazing in amazement at the cold yet profoundly moving beauty of the eternal, the unfathomable. Life and death flow into one, and there is neither evolution nor destiny. There is only being. Albert Einstein. So, Om Mane Padme Hum for Michael and his transition, his liberation, and his great adventure ahead. So, From hence to which, as golden strands, to that and through, with sacred hands, into from whom we gather, seeing, bathed in grace and holy being. And so, and may we say, Lord, let thou servant depart in peace. And Father, into thy hands we commend his spirit. Lord, let thy servant depart in peace. And Father, into thy hands we commend his spirit. Let us stand together today on this very special day. It's the full moon day, Aquarius, solar festival day, 28 degrees. Aquarius. Let us stand together in our ashram under the light of hierarchy in the Christ, calling our group members, our families, friends, and loved ones. Let us stand with all the new group of world servers in vigil today. And we look down upon those in the valley, and we invite them to join us in this meditation today. We stand with all those who have come before us. We stand preparing for those who will come after us. We do our best every day, each day. We stand with the Christ in the hierarchy. Under the light of Aquarius. We stand under the light of Shambhala, and we say our soul invocation together. We build the Antakarana, stand within the spiritual triad, and build the rainbow bridge. We do this for humanity. Let us see ourselves in our upper room and in our garden. Let us see all around us candles lit. grinning brightly. Let us say our soul invocation and identify with these words. And we know that the soul knows the timing of one's birth and one's death. We know that the soul is the comforter and the healer. We open up the bardos and we open up the healing dimension. We place all those in need, our families, friends, and loved ones in the healing dimension. We say these words together. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. We stand together in the center of a six-pointed star. We surround our country and our people and our government. We surround our emerald green earth with a six-pointed star. With our creative imagination, we lift up the personality to the light of the soul. And we stand within that light. We invite humanity to stand with us. We look up now and we see another triangle, the will of God, the will to good, the will to love. We know that love underlies all the happenings and all the events in our lives, all the happenings in our government, all the happenings in our countries, all of our people's events, our lives together. Love underlies all the happenings and events in our lives. This will to good is the monadic triangle, a triangle of fire. We surround our country and people and our emerald green earth with this fiery triangle. When the flames touch the hearts and minds of humanity, the will to good and the will to love becomes goodwill within humanity, right relations, peace and beauty and harmony, and this is what humanity seeks. So now we'll do our meditation, and I'm going to read again our we'll do our full moon meditation. I'm going to read the labors of Hercules so we remember, and also the Augean stables represent our present earth. So King Augeas owns a herd of cattle, the stables of which have not been cleansed or cleared for so long a time that a terrible pestilence and poison is blighting the lives of the people throughout his land. And in this 11th labor of Aquarius, Hercules' task is to journey to the land of Augeas and to offer to cleanse those stables of their ancient evil. The king, unwilling to believe that anyone could or would do this without a reward, places conditions on the task that if Hercules performs it in one day, he can keep one-tenth of the cattle. But should he fail, his life and fortune would belong to the king. Pondering on how he might perform the labor, Hercules notices two rivers flowing nearby, and they are the answer to the problem. And this answer flashes into his mind. With might and main, Hercules labors and by great exertions succeeds in diverting both streams, and it cleanses and clears those stables, it purifies them. The rushing torrents pour through two holes that he punches in opposite sides of the walls, sweeping away the long accumulated evil. Having performed this labor in one day, Hercules returns to tell the king of his success. But upon hearing the news, the king flies into a rage, declaring that it was nothing more than a ruse to deprive the king of his cattle and his throne. Hercules is ordered to leave the kingdom and never to return on pain of death. But on returning to his teacher, Hercules is told that the performance of so selfless a deed has made him a server of the world. And the jewel that the 11th labor bestows now belongs to him forever. In this labor, Hercules sounds the keynote of the world server, which is the hallmark of all disciples in the Aquarian age. We live in a time when there is great evil upon the earth and corruption. It is important that this must be cleansed and cleared. Hercules is asked to clear not only the physical, the materialistic desires, and the evil cause of all the pollution. He must cleanse and clear the entire earth, which affects humanity. King Augeas symbolizes the individual's lower self or personality self that should control its desires, but instead lets the desires run rampant and therefore misuses the resources and endangers others. When the lighted energies of the soul begin to transmute the personality, all wrong relationships, then the personality at first begins to resist and hinders the light of the soul. Afraid of losing control, the soul prevails and is patient, and then eventually through its might directs the great purifying waters of life and love into the personality, and it breaks down all separation, all things that are separative, and it establishes the spirit of love and inclusiveness and group consciousness in the personality. And then one works in union with others towards a shared purpose, using the transformed personality for the correct direction of energies and forces. Thus the disciple becomes a world server, helping to clean up the accumulated waste of materialism and to enter a better age of simpler, purer, and most importantly, inclusive living. The waters of life are we, poured forth for thirsty humanity. So let us now stand together under the light of Aquarius and do our full moon meditation here. And we will do four corners of the square. We will do the four freedoms. We will do our full moon visualization. He who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men, and he passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption. But then there are those who feel the urge to pass this way and loves their brothers on the darkened path. We revolve upon this pedestal of light and turn, we turn the other way. We face towards the dark. And then the seven points of light within transmit an outward streaming light. And behold, the face of those upon the darkened path receives that light. And for them, the way is not so dark. And behind the warriors and twixt the light and dark blazes the light of hierarchy. And so standing together today, full moon day, Aquarius, solar festival day, we affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. We mediate between hierarchy and humanity. When we say these words together, we are one with our great brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And as we stand together within our ashram, connecting with all the new group of world servers everywhere under the light of hierarchy, we project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center and the great ashram of Sanat Kumara. We send that line of light towards the heart of the Christ, heart of hierarchy. And we extend the Christ, from the Christ, we extend that light towards Shambhala, the place where the will of God is known. And we stand here together and hold our contemplative mind open to extraplanetary energies. We see them streaming into Shambhala. They radiate through hierarchy. They pour into our minds and hearts. We use our creative imagination. We endeavor to see the three planetary centers, humanity, hierarchy, and Shambhala, gradually coming into alignment and interplay. And as we stand here together, we reflect upon the seed thought of Aquarius. Aquarius is the light that shines on Earth across the sea. It's the light that shines forever within the dark. It cleanses with its healing rays that which must be purified until the dark is gone. And we stand together, everyone, on the cardinal cross. And we say these words together. Waters of life are we. Put forth to thirsty humanity. Our responsibility and task is to direct and activate the vision and the plan of God. We stand within a state of transpersonal dispassion, understanding, and compassion. And for humanity, we birth new archetypes. We know the plan. Our movement is purposeful and cyclic. And our work is that of uniting. Waters of life are we, pour forth for thirst to humanity. We know that we stand with true esoteric knowledge. This is the basis for white magic, the seventh ray quality. We work under the light of the soul. We stand in the training ground for transformers of humanity. And each day more and more we become enlightened and dedicated. And we serve to distribute the love and wisdom that saves the world. Waters of life are we, poured forth for thirsty humanity. We gather the light of Aquarius. We visualize the energies of light, love, and the will to good. These energies of light, love, and the will to good are pouring out to the planet, anchoring on Earth and prepared physical plane centers, and here the plane can manifest. It's a sixfold progression of divine love, a sequence of energy precipitation from Shambhala to the hierarchy to the new group of world servers, from Shambhala to the hierarchy to the Christ to the new group of world servers, to the men and women of goodwill everywhere, and then into the physical centers of distribution. We sound this affirmation, in the center of all love we stand. From that center, we, the soul, will outward move. From that center, we, the ones who serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad, in our heart, through our group, and throughout the world. And we visualize a downpouring of spiritual inflow. It's released from Shambhala. It streams through the hierarchy, streams through us, the new group of world servers, and into humanity. And as we do these meditative works, the new and full moons, and our meditation every day, these inpouring energies that we distribute establish the pathway of light for humanity and for the coming world teacher. When we stand at the four corners of the square with the four angels, we see four angels, orange they are, veiled in a rosy light. And within each form, the yellow flame is seen, and around each form, the blue. Four words they utter, one for each human race, but not the sacred sound which brings forth the seventh, not yet. Two words have died away, and four sound today. One sounds in realms so high that humanity cannot enter. Thus are the seven words of man ringing around the square, and they pass from mouth to mouth. From out of the north, a word is chanted forth, which means be pure. And from the south, a word peals out, I dedicate. From out of the east, bringing a light divine, the word comes swinging round the square, love all. And from out of the west, an answer is thrown back, I serve, be pure, I dedicate. Be pure, I dedicate, love all, and I serve. These words are a faint effort to express in English ancient Atlantean phrases. They're known only to a mere handful of the members of the present hierarchy. We stand with thoughts of purity, dedication, love, and service. These sum up the nature and destiny of humanity. They are not spiritual qualities, but they are potent occult forces, dynamic in their incentive and creative in their results. We ponder upon these words carefully, and consequently with these four, added to the first one is spiritual attainment. So we stand within the five qualities, the five qualities of the white magician. We stand here together and we say these words from the Tibetan master we are made to come. Yet on that night we will try that. And so let us say our full moon meditation. The Tibetan has given this to us to develop our will. At the time of the full moon, picture yourselves next to an ocean of blue. On the horizon, see a slowly rising, blazing sun. See, as everyone enters into that ocean, free of all encumbrances, hindrances, worries, anxieties, and cares. and everyone begins to swim towards a rowboat lying midway between yourselves and the rising sun. And everyone swims together, and you become aware of your group brothers and sisters swimming in the same direction. Everyone recognizes and knows and loves each other. We visualize climbing into the boat. When everyone is in the boat, we see ourselves each grasping an oar. And together, rhythmically and steadily, we row towards the rising sun. There is harmony of purpose and of direction, harmony of movement. And then between ourselves and the sun, we see a figure moving towards us. It is our teacher, the Master Dwalkul, who comes from the light in our direction. In the clear pathway of that light, in our direction, we see him distinctly, and we see and say we see him distinctly, and we say together, into the light we move, beckoned thereto by thee, out of the dark we have come, driven thereto by the soul, and up from the earth we spring, and into the ocean of light we plunge. Together we move, we are guided and led by the soul we serve, and by thee, the master we know. The master within, the master without, they are one. That one are we, the one is all. My soul, thy soul, the master, and the soul of all. And the Tibetan says that as we do this meditation together, we produce a group fusion of purpose. Our next desired steps. We have worked at a group fusion of love with success. Now we work at the united evocation of the will. And under Aquarius, the freedoms. Aquarius is the sign of freedom and the sign of humanity. And we call forth the four freedoms. And in the future, seeking to make secure and looking forward to a world founded upon the four essential human freedoms. The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want everywhere in the world. Freedom from want means economic understandings, which secure in every nation a healthy peacetime life for its inhabitants. And the fourth is freedom from fear. No nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor, everywhere and anywhere in the world. Now, everyone, we're going to sound the great invocation, everyone. We will visualize the outpouring of light and love and power flowing down from rays 5 and 7 through Aquarius, down through the heart of the sun, through Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter, the moon veiling Uranus, through the hierarchy, the Christ, the new group of world servers, and into the 5 planetary inlets, Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, Darjeeling. In this great invocation, in this meditation, it radiates the consciousness of the whole human race. From the point of light within the mind of God, Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be. We now bless to know and to do our part in the world. And we look down into the valley, the darkness of the Kali Yuga. We invite everyone in the valley, walking from Pisces to Aquarius, to join us in our Kali Yuga prayer. And as we say this prayer, we each lift up our lamps so that the pathway for humanity is not so dark. And we say together, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. And again, let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And now, everyone, let us be still for a moment, allowing this meditation, its intentions, direction, light, and love and power settle within us. Then we'll say our three ohms together. So we invite everyone to join us in these three ohms. Let these ohms also enter into the vigil, touch the hearts of all of humanity, the new group of world servers, everyone in the vigil for Michael. We invite the hierarchy and the Christ to join us in these ohms, all of humanity and the kingdoms, the Gandharvas, the flute of Krishna, the lyre of Apollo. And as we do these ohms together, heaven and earth are united. Let us gather together this meditation, everyone, its intentions, its dedications. Let us stand together today in a state of safeguarding. Safeguarding these energies that we've contacted. The full moon occurs at 8:56 a.m. West Coast time, 10:56 a.m. Central time, so we're still building towards that full moon. The sun is in Aquarius. The moon is in Leo. We also are today having our lantern festival, the lantern festival, where each one of the lanterns are filled with lights and left to glide along a river or an ocean are left to rise up into the air, the light in the lantern rising up into the air to stream across the heavens. So let us begin to precipitate down now into our three-dimensional world.